We have the incredible privilege this week to read Parshas Lech Lecha, and we read of the great journey of Avram Avinu. A journey that was so dramatic because for Avram it was a journey into the unknown. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Avram to leave everything that he knew, Artzecha, Moladetcha, Mibeis Avicha, your land, your birthplace, the house of your father, and venture where? Well, remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't divulge to Avram Avinu where he's going. He just says, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, Ala Aretz Asher Ar'eka, go to the land that I will show you. Avram Avinu has to take this great journey into the unknown. He has to leave the safety, the stability, the predictability of the life that he had created up until that point and venture into some great unknown, of course, armed with promises from the Ribono Shel Olam. But the truth is, if we think about it, those promises were a little bit amorphous. I'll make you a great nation, I'll make your name known. Those are wonderful things, but what does it mean? Tachlis, where am I going? What am I doing? And what's my destiny? What's my ultimate goal? What's the vision? But Avram Avinu, as an incredible servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is willing to take that journey, ventures into the unknown, embraces the destiny of Lech Lecha, and ultimately transforms from Avram to Avraham, transforms from the individual to the Av Hamon Goyim, to the father of a multitude of nations. But I want to share with you an incredible idea. There's a fascinating Medrash, and the Medrash kind of gives a little bit of backstory to Avram Avinu's journey. And the Medrash says as follows. This is Medrash and Medrash Rabbah. I'm Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi said as follows. Kishahaya Avram Avinu alav shalom holich ba'aram na'arayim. When Avram Avinu was traveling in Aram Naharayim, his homeland, his birthplace, v'ra osam pochzin va'ochlin v'shosin. And he saw people, literally again, eating, drinking, making merry, people just living it up. So he said, Amar, halavai lo yihyeli chelek be'eretz hazos. He says, I hope that I never have a portion in this land. Kevin she'egil esumo shel tzor, Avram Avinu begins his journey, the Lech Lecha journey, towards Eretz Yisrael. He comes to the heights of the land, and what does he see? Ra osam oskim menichosh b'shas anichosh va'odrim b'shas ha'idor. So what does he see them doing? He sees them going ahead, pruning and plowing. Pruning and plowing. Oskim menichosh b'shas anichosh, pruning at the time of pruning. Odrim b'shas ha'idor, and plowing at the time of plowing. Amar, he said, halavai. Halavai, shiyihi eli chelek be'eretz hazos. Halavai, I should have a portion in this land. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Amnu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, good news, lezarecha nasati es ha'aretz hazos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, good news, for I have gone ahead and given your offspring this land. Incredible Medrash. I understand the first part. Avram Avinu sees what's happening in his homeland, and he sees people totally steeped and submersed almost like in a hedonistic lifestyle. Everything is about pleasure. Everything is about the here and now. Avram Avinu says, I want something bigger for myself. So Avram says, I hope that my children, my offspring, whatever is going to be, that my future is not embedded and tethered to this land. He comes to Eretz Yisrael, and what does he see? He sees people pruning and plowing. Okay, pruning, removing weeds, dead branches, things that won't grow, planting, putting stuff in the earth. Okay, I understand, it's very nice, very wonderful. But somehow Avram Avinu is taken by the pruning and the planting. He's taken ultimately again by what the Medrash calls the nichush and the idur, the pruning and the plowing. And he says, oh, this is the land for my children. This is the land where I hope to lay down familial roots. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, good news, it's yours. And the great tzaddik, the Ma'ar Vashemesh, Rav Klonimus Kalman Alevi Epstein, who lived from 1751 to 1823, asks the symbolist, what does this mean? What does this mean? What does it mean that Avram Avinu was taken by the pruning and the planting of Eretz Yisrael? He then asks a follow-up question. He says, think about this for just a moment. The order seems to be reversed, or the order should be reversed. When you're working a particular piece of soil, first you plant, this plowing, and then there is pruning, right? The pruning is what you do with the aftergrowth. The pruning is what you do when the things don't grow. So why does it say pruning and first planting? It really should be planting or plowing and first pruning. And the Ma'ar Vashemesh gives an incredible answer. He explains that Avram Avinu understood that life. Avram Avinu was looking for meaning in life. That's what Avraham Avinu was. He's walking around and he's looking for meaning. So he looks where he currently lives, and what does he see? Everybody looks for meaning, just people look for meaning in different things. So he finds people find meaning in living for the moment. People found meaning where he lived in pleasure. If I could create a pleasurable existence, if I could have fun, if I could just enjoy, if I could take care of my physical needs, that's a meaningful life. Avraham Avinu said, I hear it, I see it, I understand where they're coming from, but it doesn't give me meaning. But then when he comes to Eretz Yisrael and he sees people, his first vision of Eretz Yisrael is people pruning and planting. And he understands, oh, that is the essence of life. Because life, dear friends, is all about plowing and pruning. Plowing is how you ready the soil to produce something meaningful. You know, again, even those of us who are not steeped in agricultural work understand how planting works, right? If you decide to go to a field and you decide to throw down some seeds, you're not going to get anything. All right, maybe it works to grow grass. It certainly doesn't work to go out and grow vegetation. In order to grow vegetation, you have to make sure that the soil is receptive to the seeds. So you have to make sure the soil is fertile. You have to make sure that the soil is plowed. You have to make sure that it's watered. And Avraham Avinu understood, in order to create a meaningful identity, you have to plow your field. Ki ha'adam, man is often compared to the growth of the field, but the truth is at its core, man is a field. Man comes from the dirt. Man was created from the earth. Man was created from the field. And just like the field has to be plowed in order for it to produce substantive vegetation, man must make sure to plow his field as well. If you want to produce something in life, if you want to grow something in life, if you want to accomplish something in this life, you can't leave your field fallow. You have to plow your field. So how do you plow the personalistic field? You plow the personalistic field by working your land, working your field with the right spiritual instruments. A person learns Torah. That's plowing of your field. That's readying your soil to produce something significant. A person davens with kavanah. That's plowing your field, readying the field to produce beautiful spiritual vegetation. A person engages in acts of chesed. A person does mitzvahs. A person finds ways to contribute to greater society, to contribute to the community, to contribute to Am Yisrael. Those are the ways in which you go ahead and you work your personalistic field. See, a lot of times, we ask ourselves, like, why am I not fully self-actualizing? Why am I not producing the things that I know that I'm capable of producing? And I have to ask myself one simple question. Have I plowed the field? Have I plowed the field? You know, you could have the most beautiful seeds. I've got the seeds, every seed. Mamish, first of all, 15 hechsherim on each of the seed. And wonderful yichos, they come from generations of great seeds. And I bring it out to my backyard and I say, oh, right, I throw it out, cast it to the wind, and then a day goes by, nothing happens. A week goes by, a month goes by, 5 months go by, and I don't understand. It's all the right seeds. You can have all the right seeds in the world. But if you don't find a way to put those seeds into a plowed field, if you don't work the soil, then ultimately, again, the field could accomplish nothing. If you don't plow the field, you could have the most incredible seeds, but nothing takes root and nothing grows. And it is no different in the personalistic field, in the personalistic sada. If you want to produce results, if you want to do great things in life, if you want to accomplish, you have to plow your field. You have to ready the soil. And how do you ready the soil? Our entire spectrum of spiritual activity is all about readying the soil, making myself into something which is capable of producing beautiful spiritual greatness. But if I don't put in the time to plow the personalistic field, then nothing grows. This is why sometimes, you know, we could do good things, but yet for some reason, I don't necessarily see sustained growth or sustained change. And that's because sometimes I take the seeds, which are very nice, but I haven't plowed the field. I haven't changed the self. I haven't made myself into fertile soil. I have to make myself into fertile soil through learning Torah, through meaningful tefillah, through chesed, through mitzvos, through fidelity and allegiance to the Ribono Shel Olam and his Torah, then I make myself into a fertile field. And when I make myself into a fertile field, then I can begin to produce incredible things. But Avraham Avinu also saw pruning. And what's pruning? It's amazing. So pruning is, there are two types of pruning if you think about it, right? Sometimes weeds grow. And when the weeds grow, so if you don't take them out, the weeds could sap the field of its nutrients, thereby depriving what you want to really grow from growing. The Ma'ar V'Shemesh explains those weeds represent the negative traits. See, it's not enough just to plow the soil, and it's not enough just to go ahead and plant the right seeds in the soil, but you also have to go ahead and remove the weeds. You have to identify what are the negative traits that I have? What are the things that are holding me back? What are the things that are growing inside of me and maybe have been growing for so many years that are taking up so much of my time, so much of my bandwidth, so many of my resources? I have to get rid of them, because if they're not helping me advance, then they're only holding me back. You have to learn the art of weeding. But weeding also takes on another form, which is sometimes you plant all the right things, but they don't grow as you had wanted them to grow. So what do you do in those moments? You could ignore it and just allow it to grow. And it'll sap up nutrients, sap up the vitality of the field, and you won't get what you want. Or when you see that what you planted is not growing correctly, you find the courage and you find the koach to uproot it. That's another form of pruning. When you planted the right, you thought you planted the right thing, but it turns out that it's not really growing well. Do you have the courage to uproot that which you have planted? Because you realize it's a no-go. It's not going to work. So I could pretend it's going to be okay. I could choose to ignore it, or I could find the courage to uproot it and plant something new. This, says the Ma'ar V'Shemesh, is what Avraham Avinu saw in the pruning and the planting of Eretz Yisrael. He sees an Aram Na'arayim eat, drink, be merry, have a great life, enjoy yourself in a hedonistic, temporal, pleasuristic, or pleasure-centric lifestyle. He sees that. I hear it. There are certainly times when it seems very tempting. But Avraham Avinu says, that's not where I'm going to find greatness. That's not where I'm going to self-actualize. It comes to Eretz Yisrael. And very simply, what does he see in Eretz Yisrael? Simple people. And what are they doing? Pruning and planting. Or I should say, pruning and plowing. And instead, Avraham Avinu realizes, oh, this is the secret to life. Life is about plowing your field. If you want to produce beautiful results in life, it's not just enough to take the right seeds. It's not just enough even to do the right actions. You have to prepare yourself. You have to make your field vibrant and fertile. And how do I make my personalistic field vital, and fruitful and productive? By plowing it. And how do I plow it from the individual level? Torah, tefillah, chesed, ma'asim tovim, Torah, relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. That's how I make my field, my personalistic field, fertile. Then, when I make myself into a fertile field, and I then put the right seeds into it, there's no telling what I can accomplish. But you also have to learn the art of pruning. And pruning, says the Ma'ar V'Shemesh, means that if there are negative things that are growing in my field, don't ignore them, because they won't go away on their own. Find the koach to bend down and rip them out of the earth. Find the koach to go ahead and say, you know what? Those weeds, they're sapping up nutrients, vitamins, vitality from my field, and I can't have that because I want to produce great stuff. So I'm gonna take those out. I'm going to take those out of the field. Find the koach to do that. But remember the other type of pruning as well, which is make sure that if you planted something and you thought it was the right thing to plant, but then it turns out that it's just not growing right, or it's just not right anymore, or it's just stunted in some way, find the koach to dig up that which you planted and start again. Because sometimes in life I start with the right machshava, start with the right thought, right approach, but it just doesn't go the right way. And sometimes we just perpetuate that, even though I know that it's stunted. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to produce what I wanted. Find the koach to uproot what you planted and start again. Because when what you planted turns into weeds and it's not going to go, find the courage to uproot it and start again, says the Ma'or v'Shemesh. And you also see that pruning is mentioned before planting. Why? Because at the end of the day, in order to be successful in life, success doesn't really start with plowing. That's the real truth. Success starts with pruning. Success begins by identifying the weeds that are holding me back and finding the koach to uproot them and remove them from the field. Success begins by having the courage to accept the fact that sometimes not everything turns out well, but find the courage to uproot that which you planted and start again. Success in life is not plowing and then pruning. In fact, it's pruning and then plowing. This was the message that Avraham Avinu saw from the simple farmers who were working the land of Eretz Yisrael. And when he sees that this is what Eretz Yisrael has, pruning and plowing, he says, this is the land for my children. This is the land for my family. This is the land for me. And this is the eternal message of Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael. We are the people of pruning and plowing. This is what made our first patriarch, Avraham Avinu, great. And it is Mir Hashem, the very recipe that will allow us to unlock our greatness as well. Wishing everyone a beautiful, restful, and restorative Shabbos Kodesh.